So sometimes people are born with a loaded gun, and then events in their life might pull the trigger.
Dr. Richard Blondell is a professor of family medicine at UB. He's also vice chair of addiction. He says people who suffer from alcohol and drug addictions are at a greater risk for depression and suicide. It was known that Williams struggled from both addictions in the past.
We know that most of the time, it's the alcohol and drug use that caused depression about 90% of the time. Only about 10% is the other way around.
Blondell notes that genetics can leave some predisposed to addiction and may cause mood disorders.
And we think that these two conditions are linked somehow genetically, although that's not well understood.
Why is it so difficult for people to overcome their addictions? I mean, it's really just a lifelong disease for them.
It is a lifelong disease. It's a chronic brain disease.
Blondell says stopping some addicts from using drugs and alcohol for the most part will end mood disorders. But he says the mistake is made when patients are allowed to continue using a drug, like an antidepressant, that could spur a suicide. He says in that case, a drug is not the solution. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.